Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into the second hour of Global Transmission on this Friday. Loaded phones talking about what's obvious, the fingerprints of the globalists on the Madrid bombings. We'll get into that, your calls. I was on Coast to Coast AM, the second biggest radio show in the country for 3 hours last night. And it's on the C-SPAN website. Brian Lamb just led into me this morning on Washington Journal, and we're going to post that at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We now have PrisonPlanet.tv, a new huge, giant backup server, InfoWars.net, another backup server. As of while I was on the show 3 hours, we got 4 million individual visitors. And so it's got to scare the globalist as we laid out Bohemian Grove and the FEMA camps and the Patriot Act and all of it. Coming up, we'll get into Ritalin and the children with Dr. Breeding, who I appreciate. I was going to have him on now, but I'm going to have him on in 30 minutes. Right now, let's go to the calls. Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, guy?
Good.
Hey, I was originally calling in for the same thing I wanted to tell you about Brian Lamb this morning.
Well, okay, well, I mean, give me your perspective on it. Brian Lamb says he heard me on the radio. And
what I heard was a phone call from a listener who called in and wanted to talk about the fact that you had been on the radio last night. You were talking about Bohemian Grove, and he jumped on him immediately and went to, he had some interesting things to say, but then he goes off and he talks about how blah, blah, blah.
So Lamb, who just so happens to have a guy who's written a book debunking conspiracy theorists,
exactly,
just magically gets a call and says, oh, yeah, I heard it.
Right. And he jumped on him immediately to cut him off and said, you know, he likes the fact that you did this and you went to Bohemian Grove. But then when you talk about how Cheney was picked there, that's when he loses me. I don't believe it, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
Well, that was on CNN. My mommy called me and said, son, you just snuck in this place. I talk to my mother about once every 3-4 weeks, okay?
Right.
I'm not a mama's boy here. But my mother calls up and says, hey, it was just on CNN,
yeah.
And then I went and found the news article that, oh, we got word from the Bohemian Grove and Camp at Colin Powell and Bush Sr. say Cheney's been selected, and then a few days later they announce it from the governor's mansion.
Right. I was listening to you back then about that, and I remember hearing on the radio CNN reporting that George got the phone call from his father and Colin Powell at Bohemian Grove congratulating him on picking Cheney as his running mate. They said
CNN.
That themselves.
It was on. I have
sure.
An article somewhere.
Sure. Well, he jumped on him immediately this morning, and this guy that wrote this book, his whole point was conspiracies are crap. There's nothing to it. It just gives people comfort.
Hey, I'm not
in
mad
time.
At you, sir, but we have to have higher standards. We are curriculum in thousands of homeschools.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just remember, you're talking to literal kindergartners and first graders. And
right. That was
so
clean,
just always talk as if you're talking to a first grade class.
Okay.
Did it go from there?
His point was that this gives people in times of trouble like we're in today, it gives them comfort to think that everything's connected, that you know, conspiracies are real.
Oh, we need to believe this. We need to give meaning to the world.
Exactly. I think all the attention you're getting right now, what's going on, the fact that they did this morning, the fact that your website's down, this is a message, and I agree with Joyce and the other caller that called, and you need to get on C-SPAN immediately. Just for your own health and for the rest of us, get out there now, get the message out there. All the attention to Skull and Bones in the election right now is it's all over the news. They're running pieces every day trying to cover up for these guys.
For 8 years, I've been a lying kook because I believed in an imaginary thing called Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been studying this and telling people about this for over 20 years, so I know how you feel when, you know, everybody's waking up right now, which is great, but it's very dangerous because they are going to really, really step
up.
Yeah,
let me just say, I will never commit suicide. I drive safely on wet streets.
Oh, no. If you disappeared, yeah, we pretty much know what was going on. Just beware. Remember the purge that went on December 7th, 1999, right before Y2K? It feels that way right now. I think that's what they're doing. A lot of people are disappearing, websites going down.
Well, they're in trouble. We're hurting them. We're in a 12th round of heavyweight boxing. We're in the fight.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here back live. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Florida. Roger, go ahead.
Alex, good day to you, my friend. Long-time listener since before anybody even knew who you were. First-time caller.
Well, good to have you on board.
Good to be here. Let me get inside so this jet doesn't drown us out here. I just wanted to call. I've wanted to call for a long time. Give a couple of things here. First of all, absolutely congratulations on last night. You did an absolutely wonderful job.
You think I did? I thought I kind of was going.
Listen, man, I've got a radio background. I was in it for a career, and you did a great job. Okay, don't put yourself down. You did a fabulous job. You could hear it, George. You had him hanging on every word you putting out there.
So, well, it's just all the truth, you know. Well, the truth is.
You know, it's not. It is the truth, and you've got a fabulous command of it. But your delivery and your persona, all of those things make a complete package. And if you want to know why the evil eye's looking at you, buddy, you remember the old cliche from World War II: if you ain't catching flack, you're not over the target.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're over the target, man. Square over it, buddy. And you got the bomb bay doors wide open and dropping stuff.
Yeah, I use the Star Wars analogy of going in against the Death Star.
How many guns?
I'd say about 20. Some on the surface, some on the towers.
I'm on the back end of a bad case of the flu, and I just like couldn't stay up and listen to all of it. But I drifted in and out and heard first 45 minutes and the last part. But it inspired me to call you today and give you some accolades, man, and some kudos because you did fabulous. Okay?
All right, buddy. Well, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. I was just trying to get the word out, but yeah, I mean, I'm. Really, we should be thinking about the 198 200 maybe. It looks like it's going to go over 200, blown to bits. And really, who stands to gain from that attack in Madrid, Spain? Who stands to gain from that? Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, go ahead.
I'm a long-time listener. I've talked to you quite a bit. I listen to the whole. I also am a long-time listener of Coast to Coast, especially with George Norrie. And I'm telling you what, Alex, one of your callers questioned George Norrie, but I've been listening to him a long time, as I do you every day and night. You did just a fantastic job. And George Norrie, I don't know if you caught it, but he said, Alex, we want to have you a regular on here. We want you on here as a regular contributor, and I really think you should do that. I know one of your callers said you ought to respond to CNN. Alex, those are just going to be a set up slams against you, but I really do think that you should be on Coast to Coast. And I know George Norrie wants you on there. He's a straight-up guy. He agreed with you on everything you said.
Well, also, it was everything I was saying. My wife spent days, and so did Paul Watson, but on InfoWars.com, I told her I'm going to talk about this, I'm going to talk about that, I'm going to talk about this. Everything I said, I was looking at Times of London, L.A. Times.
Sure.
But again, it's all hidden in plain view. I just take the pieces of the jigsaw and lay them down and say, okay, what does that look like to you?
At the end of the show, Alex, he said, there he is, Alex Jones. He tells it like it is, and most important, he can back it up. So, he's telling everybody right there, this guy knows what he's talking about. He backs it up with facts. And you did a fantastic job. You've talked to me before. You may not remember it, but a good friend of mine is Chuck Norris, and he is a very good supporter of you. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the police chief.
Yeah. I got hold of Chuck, and he was going to listen to you. I haven't talked to him since, but he was going to listen to the show last night. He's a big admirer of yours, and you remember when you had Hutton Gibson on there? We were talking about Mel and some of the things that flack he's getting over the Passion. And Chuck had experienced some of this with one of his shows when he was doing Walker, Texas.
Yeah, he couldn't even say the word Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And they really tried to get him to bounce it off the air, but he's held stuck to his gun.
You notice he refused and suddenly was off the air.
Yeah, that's right. I'm waiting to hear back from him. He was going to listen to you last night. We talk about you quite a bit. But anyway, buddy, I just wanted to call and say God bless you and tell you what a fabulous job you did last night. I listened to all of it.
Well, thank you.
And I hope you get back on there some more because I know George Norrie wants you back on there.
Well, thank you. God bless. I would just say this. It's an illusion. It's the king has no clothes. The scammers came to town. They're in the kingdom, and they said they were going to weave the most beautiful cloak for the king, but it was so beautiful that he couldn't see it. It was a magical cloak. And he paraded out in front of the entire city in his underwear. And, look at the beautiful cloak. And everyone was afraid to say, well, he's not wearing anything but a loincloth. But a little, 5-year-old child just started laughing and said, the king is naked. He has no clothes. So, look, again, folks, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about going, hey, police in black ski masks isn't freedom. Cameras in school bathrooms isn't freedom. Foreign troops massing, FEMA camps isn't freedom, open borders isn't freedom. This isn't freedom. And that's all we're doing. Let's go ahead here and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Wes in Ohio. Wes, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I didn't get to hear the show last night. I fell asleep, but apparently you had an effect since there. We got you 15 lagged out IPs and still can't get to InfoWars running through the IP command line. Anyway.
Explain that to me. You're saying you can't get to the site?
We can get to the site, but when we run a trace on the IPs, it's going 15 and then it's just lagging out completely. We're not getting to InfoWars at all.
And by the way, the servers are all hung. There is a specific blockage on it.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. Anyway, I wanted to just say, between what you did last night and C-SPAN today and Howard Stern screaming and yelling about the First Amendment going up in smoke, people are starting to either wake up or decide that, the things that are unimportant are the most important thing. And I have a suggestion for you. You need to get a couple of tunes from Mike and the Mechanics. as bumpers, maybe. Word of mouth and silent running.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. And what happened with Howard Stern is he's an establishment guy, but they were about to throw him off the air, so he played guts ball and said, Bush is in with Bin Laden. You know, he protects him, 9/11. And suddenly, the FCC said, well, maybe we're going to leave him alone for now. It's something else, people. Again, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to George in Texas. George, go ahead.
Alan, interesting day for you.
Well, it's not about me. It's about fighting the globalists, because any day now they could nuke a city, release smallpox, you name it.
I agree. Listen, I actually know quite well the Dean of Student Affairs at the University of Texas, who was told to turn over the videotape, and I believe you commented on that article about 2 days ago.
Wall Street Journal, yeah, secret police troops at UT going around harassing people.
Right. And believe it or not, in my lifetime, I actually have served some of the New World Order believers in South Texas on a ranch, and I won't go into specifics, but the reason I call was I own a small private protection agency in the Austin area. I know Austin like the back of my hand. And I sent you an email, but I didn't get a response, but I know you're busy.
Yeah, I saw your email. Sir, I was just saying, you know, when the globalists are focused on you, it's, and I was just pointing out, I mean, I've been doing this for years, and if they want you, they're going to get you, and I'm not worried about it. I'm at peace with it, so I don't want any protection.
Okay.
But I appreciate offer. I mean, what will they? I mean, what did? Was it Patrick Henry or was it Thomas Jefferson that said the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants? And you know, I'm a peaceful person, just getting the word out. And I just pointed out that it is dangerous to go expose Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove in such detail. But that's just the way it is. You know, that's what men have to do. And so I'm at peace. I mean, I not having fear. You know, when you're in a righteous cause. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you could jump in front of a Mack truck to knock a child out of the way, even if it wasn't your own child, do you have the instinctive drive that there wouldn't even be a question that you would instantly sacrifice your life?
I do.
Okay, well, that's what a normal man, a normal human being does. It's only this sick, mutated, modern population that wouldn't do that. Okay, so I'm nothing special. I'm just an average person who just has basic, decent programming with all the foibles and all the problems. And, you know, when you really find out how evil the globalists are, if they were just good old boys and corrupt, then, you know, it might be easy to rationalize and not fight it. When you realize, I mean, these are psychopathic pieces of filth killers who are destroying the fabric of the human system and setting up a nightmarish architecture of enslavement. And so I'm here and have freedom and have this country I live in because people sacrificed before me against tyranny. And so, I mean, I'm just paying the debt, whatever happens. You understand that?
I do understand that, and I was just going to say, I mean, you can have your people check me out if you need anything, but I do understand, and I respect that opinion, so I will, if they need me, they'll call. If not, then we'll continue to support you on the radio.
Hey, you're awesome. God bless you, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Texas. Go ahead, Roger. Rodney in Texas. Go ahead.
Well, I listened to the show. As a matter of fact, I put a pot of coffee on. I said, I'm not going to miss this for anything.
Well, I put a pot of coffee on, too.
Yeah, I listen to you when you make your appearances on the big station out of Denver there. And actually, this time you were even better than you were when you were on KOA out of Denver. It was just absolutely incredible. And I want to say this, you know, it's commendable that the callers are calling in and thanking you. But like you said last night, you know, This isn't free. Your airtime and everything isn't free. People have to support you by buying your videos, T-shirts, and other things. And, you know, so I just want to put that out there. But I also want to say this. Maybe this conspiracy guy that was on C-SPAN this morning was there because, you know, right now Fox is the one that actually owns C-SPAN.
Yeah, I knew they were coming into a merger, yes.
No, they did that almost. It's been over a year ago that they actually merged. So I think that maybe Fox was behind that. But then I wouldn't let that trouble you, my friend, because I think that you're doing an incredible work, and God bless you.
God bless you. If they strike us down, we'll become more powerful than they can possibly imagine.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
No easy way out. We're back live, and I want to talk about the Madrid bombing, which, again, my snout tells me is a globalist operation, but I can't say that at this point. Though it has all the MO and tailoring and the shadowy groups connected to shadowy Al-Qaeda and all that. And I know we had loaded phones when we talk about how I was on Coast to Coast AM and Brian Lamb this morning saying he heard it on C-SPAN, spending an hour trying to snipe and all the rest of it. And we'll get to your calls. And it's all interconnected. Now, you talk about the police state, 10 million children on Prozac and Ritalin and millions of adults on it and all the problems and shrinking of the brain, swelling of the heart palpitations, all the admitted stuff, the internal bleeding, the suicide, it's all admitted. Just the evil just continues. And I had Dr. Breeding, he's a friend of mine here in Austin, a respected psychologist, written four books. We carry a couple of them, The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, and several others. We have those on the websites. But we're going to have him with us here for the rest of this hour, into the next hour if he can stay, and we'll go to your calls because it is all interconnected. Dr. Breeding, thank you for coming on the show a little bit late because everybody was just going wild, and they still are, but this is very important.
Yeah, well, thanks, Alex. I was happy to wait a little while. I understand that you were dealing with having done a big show plus the events that happened yesterday in Spain, and so I understand. I appreciate you working me in.
Oh, well, this is very important. I mean, this is the brave new world. We have the official Education Department documents of how they want to teach our children to not have critical thinking, to regurgitate with the Prussian brainwashing model. And you're fighting that and done incredible studies on it. What's the drugging of the children all about, and what's it doing?
Okay, well, you mentioned a statistic that's pretty accurate. You know, it really is approaching about 10 million children on psychiatric drugs in the United States, school-age children. So that,
I was just going off an AP article I saw a month ago. It said 10 million, so I don't, you know.
Yeah, well, that is approaching that amount. It's unbelievable, you know, which is about 15% of the school-age population, which means, what, one out of seven kids in the United States on psychiatric drugs. It's just incredible. And that's about over a 4,000% increase in the last 30 years, so it's been a very intense and specific growth pattern in the last couple of decades. My take on it is that basically, not that they topped out, but that the pharmaceutical industry really relatively well saturates the adult market, and that children were the big growth market, and it's been very successful. What it's all
well,
about.
It's also a captive audience. You can have the school teachers basically prescribe it. You can have them as a captive audience.
Well, the captive audience is exactly right. You know, what we see is a tendency, in this case of psychiatry and biological psychiatry, to really take advantage of captive audiences. That's why we see it just on the other end of the spectrum. We see the elderly in nursing homes, you know, where you have over half of the residents in nursing homes now on psychiatric drugs. So if you
this
have,
old lady's depressed because her children won't see her, let's give her electroshock.
That's right. So as a middle generation, as a parental generation, you have to deal with, on the one hand, your parents being drugged or electroshocked if they go into nursing homes, and then on the other hand, your children if they go into schools, you know, the agents of the government. And what's really important for, you know, parents to understand is that school employees, even if they are good teachers and some of them are caring people and that kind of thing, it's very important to be very clear that they are government agents. You know, they represent the government, state schools, and that their function, even when they do care about your children, is really about sort of controlling and managing your children and keeping the flow of the school going. You know, they're not like you are as a parent, where you're interested in the long-term well-being of your child. And unfortunately, the schools really have become the primary conduit or the primary entry point of young people into psychiatry today. It's just phenomenal.
Absolutely. Stay there, Dr. Breeding. We'll come back and get more into this. And yes, go to your calls, ladies and gentlemen, at 800-259-9231. We go to your calls. Now, work it in with the drugs. This is important, and then you can add a tidbit of something else if you'd like. And we'll be back with Dr. Breeding, and we'll tell you how to get both of his fine books that I carry. And we'll also tell you about his website as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
We're talking to John Breeding, Dr. John Breeding, because, you know, while we're all talking about who's behind the terror and the New World Order and the gun control and all the rest of it that's happening and the stock market gyrating up and down like a fibrillating heart, at the same time, millions and millions of Americans, as the doctor said, a 4,000% increase in the last few decades of children on drugs, about 15% of the population, and these are very toxic, dangerous drugs. This is a very serious issue. It shows that the government and Big Pharma could care less about your health or safety or well-being. Doctor, the name of one of your books, The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses. Explain what that title means and get into some of the book. And then I want to talk about the toxicity and the admitted effects, the bleeding, the suicide, you know, the internal bleeding, the psychosis, you know, what these drugs, what we know these drugs do.
Yeah, Alex, that's really one of the things that's the most difficult for the defenders of drugging children and of psychiatric coercion to confront. I was just talking about this with somebody because I've been in this dialogue with a lawyer who's really a defender of involuntary treatment and the forced drugging of so-called mentally ill, and they don't want to confront the fact that they're not just forcing people to get a massage, you know, or to get exercise. They're forcing them to take a drug that's poisonous, you know, and they're not willing to confront that, you know, because it's one thing to say, here's your medicine. It's another one to say, here's a poisonous, toxic, addictive drug.
By the way, the Supreme Court just came out last year and said judges can order you drugged to, quote, get you ready for trial.
They can order you drugged to get you ready for trial. They can order you drugged to get you ready for execution is the latest one that's even really, I mean, to be fit to be able to be executed.
Now, doctor, we're doing everything the Soviets and Nazis did basically now. I mean, they did the same thing in Russia. What's wrong with that?
Well, and again, that's the phenomenon of, you know, you can look at this evil empire and say that's really bad. You coerced your dissidents, you know, by labeling them mentally ill and putting them in hospitals, and so you didn't have to say you were putting them in prison for being dissident. You called them mentally ill. It's easy to point the finger, you know, at some evil empire over there. It's a lot easier, harder to take responsibility and say, you know, we're depriving people of civil liberties, which is a lot about what your work is, defending individual rights and civil liberties. And psychiatry just happens to be one of the greatest offenders because it's the one place where even the vestiges of civil rights in the form of protections within the criminal justice system don't apply. Once you decide or call or get somebody's opinion, in this case a doctor's opinion, you know, that someone is mentally ill.
Now, that has roots going back to witch doctors 5,000 years ago. They had more power than the chief. If they said you were had a devil in you, they could order you killed or order you to take this drink of nauseous plant matter or, you know, to drill a hole in your skull.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, good point. And in terms of Western civilization, it goes back to the so-called Inquisition, you know, where witches, heretics could be accused of being witches, and then they would go through the drowning test or the pinprick test to see, you know, if they survived or not, you know, whether they were a witch or not. But basically hundreds of thousands of people, mostly women, killed and branded as heretics. And one of my favorite teachers about psychiatry, Thomas Zotz, coined this famous aphorism that says, analogy that says, the Inquisition is to heresy as psychiatry is to mental illness. Right? And the idea of that is, as science replaced theology as the primary mechanism of social control, then you had psychiatry replace religion. And so, the roots go back there, and what they have in common is that it's a mechanism of maintaining control or power or defining what's acceptable in the culture and what's not. And the person who has power over somebody else can use that against them. A person who has power would be considered eccentric. A person who doesn't have power but's inconvenient is considered mentally ill. And so that's the dynamic there.
It's incredible. I want to go to some calls after Brady and tell folks how to get your books, but
yeah,
at the same time, let's go.
You want me to talk about that book too, yeah.
Sure, let's go through some of the toxicity of the drugs.
Okay.
Let me first talk about the book because I brought that up, but then let's get into the toxicity of these drugs.
Okay, yeah, great. Well, the book that you're mentioning is called The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, and you asked about the title. And the title comes from a Greek philosopher, an old 500 B.C. guy named Themistocles. But what I like about it is that it's a positive, uplifting image, you know, that says something real specific. The wildest colts make the best horses. Spirited young people make for spirited adults. You know, I like to juxtapose it with the idea of how would you title a book about young people struggling or having challenges in school or whatever if you're writing it from the point of view of biological psychiatry. It would be something like, poor sick children need drugs in order to cope with life, you know, versus the wildest colts make the best horses. And that's a lot of what our work is about.
Well, it's funny. Have you read Charlotte Isherby's book, A Deliberate Dumbing Down? She was the number two person in the Reagan administration Department of Education, head of policy.
Yeah.
And well, good. And she's published declassified documents, internal documents, where they said the person that raises their hand, talks a lot, that's going to be a free thinker. We need to get them under control. I mean, it's admitted this is a targeting of our leaders.
Charlotte Isherwood and then the other guys is John Taylor Gatto, you know, that just really, he looked at the documents really from like the turn of the century and stuff by the commissioners of education and that kind of thing, explaining, you know, why the schools are designed the way they are. You know, why do you have age-segregated education? It's not because that's how children learn. Why do you have a bunch of single-age children dependent on a single adult authority for their intellectual and emotional well-being. Why do you have bells every 45 or 50 minutes to change classes? That's
Pavlovian.
Because that's how children learn.
It's Pavlovian.
It's Pavlovian, and it's specifically designed to break the independent spirit and learning processes of young people. The fact that some young people aren't broken is just a testament to the strength of the human spirit and how hard it is to do that. The fact that so many people do turn out unable to think for themselves and kind of passive learners and dependent on other people to know if they're right or wrong, it shows how effective it is. And you mentioned this at the beginning of the show. It is a program that was specifically adopted from the Prussian or German model that was designed to create effective workers and soldiers. It's not designed to create independent thinkers.
Yeah. Under Bismarck and people before him, they said, look, our troops will not kill people when they're down. They will not be mindless. And they came up with a mind control program of shaved heads and chanting. And then they started the, quote, kindergarten in Prussia. That's where it first started. Talk about that some.
Well, the programs were designed specifically to create effective workers and soldiers. And so what that meant is you needed to create people who were not independent thinkers, who were not independent producers, who would tend to doubt themselves and to accept the instruction of authority, and not only accept it, but depend on it and to be anxious without it. And it worked. And so those are the principles of age segregation, of dependence on an external adult authority, of systematic interruption, of self-directed learning tendencies, of compulsory schooling, you know, so that you have to go even if you don't want to. All those design concepts were done not based on how children learn. They were based on how to create a certain effect. And what Gatto and Isovit and people like that did is they just looked at the documents and the overt statements in the late 1800s and around the turn of the century of the U.S. commissioners of education, who were mostly people who had trained in Germany. And at that time, they didn't try to say this is the best way to teach children to be independent learners and thinkers. They said this is how you create a good workforce and obedient people who will be receptive to our ideas of how to shape a society. At that time, they said it. Now, that's sort of forgotten or overlooked, and we kind of operate as if, oh, this is how schools should be because this is how children learn, and that's just not true.
Folks, if you want to get the wildest colts make the best horses, in just a minute or two, tell folks what the book encapsulates. It's a great gift for a mother or father who's drugging their child as their brain begins to Swiss cheese and shrink, as the heart begins to swell, as the growth is retarded. Tell folks what the book.
Yeah. It's basically what I wrote, which was my best understanding of what it's important to know and think about and be reminded of as a parent or as someone who works with young people. The first part of it, I've been a psychologist a long time, but I'm also a father, and so I'm speaking from my professional and my personal experience and just sharing the best thinking I had at the time when I wrote the book. And the first part of it kind of lays out how psychiatry works and how to understand that and how to respond to that, because of the fact that it is such a ever-present force, and that anybody having children who's entered the schools nowadays is going to have to contend with that. So it's important to see that clearly. But the heart of the book is really more on, things to remember as a parent. I call them the keys to parent heaven, as well as, how to work with your children at an emotional level, how to best meet their needs, how to deal with distresses, how to work with a child when they're crying, when they're angry, when they're afraid. Just a lot of ideas like that. So it's just a really good support.
But I mean, that's what we did in the past. This is the future. We just put them on toxic psychotropics.
Yeah, so that's part of being a parent anymore is, one, you have to defend your child from the toxic influence of the society, one of which is the psychotropic drugs, and then you also have to remember or find the things that have been forgotten, which is, what is really the true nature of young people and how do you support them, and maybe this insidious thought that maybe you don't have to break their spirit or make them a certain way or sort of control them. Maybe you can really trust who they are and just support that.
Well, if you do that, then they honor you and trust you, but the society I mean, watch the cartoons. You know, they show the children being rebellious, being bad, the parents being dumb, all these Fox family shows. You know, the male's a weak person. You know, the family's dysfunctional.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really mass programming us with this.
Yeah. That human beings are basically sort of inherent and stupid, you know, and that's why Isserbitt's book and Gatto's stuff both talk about dumbing us down, you know, and making us accept the assumption that people are kind of stupid and lazy, and you have to make them learn and force them to study, you know.
Well, folks, absolutely. If you want The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses and some of Dr. Breeding's other books, go to Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com or PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.net and link through to the secure online shopping cart. They're great. You need to get them. But Dr. Breeding, what about your website? People can also get the books from you.
Yeah, well, my website is, I really want to encourage people to get the books from you right now because this, you're really helping me put them out there, and I really like that. But my website is WildestColts.com, WildestColts.com after the book. And so the books are there, but also I've got a lot of articles and information, and we also invite people to join our e-list of people concerned about these issues and communicate. And so and I've got some links on there that are pretty interesting for people related to parenting or to the issues related to psychiatry.
Yeah, we can't just abandon children to this media big pharma empire. We've got to. And, you know, Dr. Breeding, I interviewed you first 6 years ago. And back then, most people didn't understand this. I have seen a mass awakening. People really do now. You know, most people I talk to know this is out of control.
We have made progress in terms of awareness that way. It used to be that if you did a Google search or whatever, you know, and Ritalin, you just kind of get the manufacturers and promoters of Ritalin and why people had ADHD and why is it so important to treat it. But now you do it and you come up with Wildest Colts and the dangers of Ritalin and kid dies from psych drug, RitalinDeath.com, you know. So, you know, people are much more aware.
Absolutely.
We're still fighting to kind of turn the tide because the other side of it is that the massive money spent on propaganda by the pharmaceutical industry that just saturates, you know. So, you know, I think we're at this critical point where we've got to actually turn the corner, you know. But,
we're at the
tipping point.
But
definitely the public awareness is greater.
We're at the knife's edge. You know, the battle's been joined. We're in the fight, folks, but we're in the fight. We're in a fight. You understand? We are in a knockdown, drag-out, future of humanity fight at every level. This is it. This is it, folks. We're going in. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Joan in Florida. Joan, then we'll go to John and Melissa and Kevin and Charles and others. So go ahead, Joan.
Hi, Alex and Dr. It's Brady, B-R-A-D-Y.
No, it's Dr. John Breeding.
Oh, how do you spell that last name?
B-R-E-E-D-I-N-G.
B-R-E-E-D-I-N-G.
Yes, ma'am.
Right, correct. It's wonderful, wonderful guest.
Thank you.
And there is a movie out there. They can rent it from Blockbusters. It's called The Soldier. Now, they take a child right from the beginning and condition them, like you were talking earlier, Alex, about.
Yeah, that's a Kirk Russell, a great movie, yeah.
Right. But back 25 years ago, the World Futurist Society put out a tabloid. It was funded by the National Geographic, of all things. And in that, and I don't have a copy of it, although when I ran for school board, I complimented them on their tabloid, and they sent me a whole case. They thought I was going to be promoting it. Actually, I was running for school board, and I was promoting it for people to see that what they were promoting was the futurist society would be what we're dealing with today, and the drug culture,
absolutely. That's why the CIA would release the pharmacological calculations of how to make a lot of these drugs during the 60s, kind of a covert action. Let's get a comment from Dr.
Alex, wait a minute.
Okay, Alex.
1 minute. I'd like to give out the number to C-SPAN, but I think when people call, they ought to request that Dr. John Breeding be able to get on with C-SPAN, and I think he ought to be on with George Norrie.
Okay, but listen, Joan, I'm going to have to let you go, okay? I mean, if you want to give the number out, go ahead.
765-464-3080, and that is for comment, or talk to a producer.
Okay, Joan, thank you. We've got millions of calls here. Let's talk to now up next. Who's up next here? Should I go to next? Melissa in Florida, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that the interview everybody's been talking about on C-SPAN has been on from 1 o'clock, and it, I guess it'll be over at 2.
It's back on? They're re-airing?
Yes, it's on right now, and I believe it will be on tomorrow because this show does come on tomorrow, 7 to 10 and 10 to 1 Eastern time.
So they're re-airing the attack piece?
Yes, and I believe they'll re-air it again tomorrow because they're, you know, trying to make you look bad.
Well, you know, we're hitting them pretty hard. Hey, what do you think about C-SPAN coming after me, Doctor?
You know, I was advising somebody about how to handle attacks yesterday on our e-list, as a matter of fact. And one of the comments I made was that one piece is to be thankful because it means you're being effective, which was what I got out of your response you just gave. You know, it means that you're hitting them pretty hard. And
we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, third hour coming up. Oh, and I forgot to ask if Dr. Breeding can stay with us some of the next hour. Can you do that, Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Great. And for those that just joined us, we're getting a lot of calls. You know, how do people get Dr. Breeding's books that I carry? How do they get my videos? How do they do this? You can always write to me at 3001. That's Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And Dr. Breeding's The Wildest Cults Make the Best Horses is a great book. It's $16.95, just jam-packed with information. So, again, just write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The lines have been jammed since I was on that show last night, and they still are. But later today or tomorrow or maybe next week, you can call toll-free to order, too, at 1-888-253-3139. Or you can order right now at Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, all those sites are on different servers. So if one is so jammed with literally millions of visitors an hour now, and about one out of a million people buy something, that's good. I'm sorry, actually, about 500,000. I'm not exaggerating, but the point is we're reaching people. You can go there and do that, and we need to get your support. We're going to continue to have all these servers and all this stuff going on. So please take action. Dr. Breeding, you were making a point about when you're under attack. An earlier caller said, you know, it's an old World War II saying, if you're not over the target, you're not going to get flak. When you're over the target, you're going to get the flak.
Yeah, so that's a basic aspect, you know, which is called, you know, that you're being effective. You know, yeah, if you're just totally ineffective, then nobody's going to pay attention to you. You know, the other thing is, you know, that, you know, when you're in an attack, you know, you got to recognize it as an attack, right? You know, sometimes you get attacked, but you don't realize it, and you're kind of just questioning yourself or whatever, and you don't realize that, you know, sometimes that the points aren't really even being debated. They're just attacking you to take you out, and that's a different phenomenon than having a real discussion about what the issues are. So, you know, when you recognize it as an attack, then you have to protect yourself, you know, and that means, you know, doing things to get back on topic, you know, and just sort of erasing that person from the conversation.
Yeah, just keep moving forward.
Or having allies will help you and support you.
Yeah, don't have pearls before swine and knock the dust off your feet. You know, I was talking to you last week, you know, setting up the interview, and, you know, I talked about Dr. Breeding, because I really respect your opinion. You're one of the few good psychologists out there, and you have a wide range of understanding about, you know, the system. I said, you know, how do you have a John Kerry or a George Bush, and Bush doesn't have a high IQ, but Kerry does. His daddy did, Bush Sr. You know, somebody like, you know, Kissinger with 170 IQ, but they're doing all these evil things. I mean, how do they not have a conscience? And you really laid that out in just a minute or so, why that is.
Well, I don't remember exactly what I said, but I hope I can recreate it. I, you know, basically, it's conditioning, you know, and you talk a lot about conditioning, but, you know, how that happens, the humans seem to have this incredible capacity to kind of compartmentalize and to be able to live in this realm of sort of a logic to justify themselves and out of their need to be right, but that's divorced from really being connected to people. And I think what I was saying was that if you break that sense of connection, you know, that knowingness that we're really connected to each other, and to really feel that and know that in your heart and in your body, if you break that as a young person, then you're able to do any kind of thing and without really feeling it. And without
So really, we're about to break, and we'll come back and elaborate on this and take calls. It's so important. It's what Christ said, the golden rule, do unto others as you have them do unto you. I mean, really, they somehow short-circuit the conscience where we have sociopaths. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You're able to do things like whether it's clobber your own kid or whether it's sexually abuse your kid or whether it's drop bombs on some people and not be sad about it. You know, it's like whatever it is, the connection is not there, you know.
We'll be right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.